Three Wide Podcast with EG3. You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. It has been a while. Once again, Eddie Greer coming at you on a special edition here, as this will be scheduled to go out on Saturday afternoon at some point. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, all about the latest and what's happening in the three top divisions of NASCAR, the Craftsman Truck Series. Yes, I am saying a new sponsor of the Truck Series, the Craftsman Truck Series, no longer the Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and NASCAR Cup Series, the previous divisions, all NASCAR. Even a couple of weeks off and everything else, I still got it down. Pat, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, fun it wherever you get your podcast. It's not going to be an hour show, or maybe not even 30 minutes here. This is just going to be checking in with you guys and giving my thoughts on what's going on the latest, and hopefully this will go out on Saturday afternoon. Sometime it will sneak out there. It's been a while. Nobody's not really paying attention right now with the holiday season. Everyone's to you and yours. Hopefully everyone's enjoying the holiday season. We're coming up on the end of 2022 and approaching 2023 rather quickly here. And we have to all keep in mind, keep prayers, thoughts, prayers, to the Gibbs family there, Coy Gibbs passed the morning of the Cup Championship race there. So that was really, really hard to swallow. I know I mentioned it on the last upload of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, but on a serious note, definitely, at this moment in time, holiday season, it could be definitely hard for a lot of folks who've gone through some rough times here in 2022, and even before that as well. So we gotta keep that in mind for all the folks out there who love racing or sports in general, or don't have that ability to enjoy it or don't like it. But anyways, talking to the whole crowd, definitely keep Ty Gibbs, the Gibbs family, JGR, in your thoughts throughout the holiday season there. So I want to start off with that, and transitioning from that over to the hard transition from that to my thoughts on, well, and then of course I'm going to stay on that, because Ty Gibbs winning the Xfinity Series Championship over Noah Gregson. Look, this these two will be seeing a lot of each other in the Cup Series for years to come. Both of them, Ty Gibbs getting a nod to replace Kyle Busch. And not only that, Kyle Busch, 18, no longer. I did reference this in the last episode of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. I have not put out that much content since the checkered flag waved on the cut on the NASCAR season for 2022. But I did upload one episode maybe for all the uploads from of the other podcasts I do, but definitely is that, check that out. I know I haven't put out much content, a lot different than this year, but as we kind of move into that transition from the holiday season, once that's a wrap, to the 2023 season, I'm hoping to release a little more content, but you're probably going to see a little bit more content from me here towards the end of the year and into 2023 here as well. We'll just see how that goes. I know on deck there's going to be at least two more episodes. I know I keep saying that, but we keep kicking the can because I'm busy this weekend. I was busy last weekend. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. So I know we got one on deck that we haven't recorded yet with my co-host. Not my co-host. What am I talking about? I have no co-host on this podcast. The other podcast I do, but not this one. I have one with a returning special guest that I'm planning on doing Monday when I get back. And then probably going to end the year with my 10 favorite cup races of the season instead of doing a whole Truck Series and Xfinity Series. I'm just going to focus on the Cup Series, my 10 favorite races of the year, to kind of wrap things up for the year there. That's the tentative plan there as well. But we're gonna get there for the counting year turns 2023 there as well. So I apologize. We're looking for EG3 content and haven't gotten it. I apologize. But I've had record one episode. So definitely you're thirsting for a NASCAR content, definitely check that out. But definitely there's gonna be a little bit more content coming out of this department here through the end of the year, and then of course into the new year and calendar year as well. So I'm planning on posting a lot more content than I have been recently in the podcast. But now I'm not been saying Ty Gibbs beat Noah Gregson to finish my point. These two are moving up. Noah Gregson did race a little bit this year for Colleague Racing in the Cup Series there, and now he's going to be full-time with GMS. And I also plan on doing, spoiler alert, doing a whole entire episode on GMS and that whole entire rise. So be on the lookout for that, because they got some things going on right now. And I'm not going to spoil it on this podcast. So definitely, I'm looking forward to that episode for sure, because that organization, Petty GMS, they got a lot of pieces, a lot of moving parts right now going on, which I'm actually excited about. And if you have not been paying attention or been getting lost in the NASCAR news, you're gonna know why when I record it. But I'm definitely doing one solely on GMS coming up. But yeah, there's that. Noah Gregson doing that, and Ty Gibbs taking the 54 with him to the Cup Series. There's not gonna be no 18, so there's gonna be an 11, 20, 19, and 54 for Joe Gibbs Racing, the new look Joe Gibbs Racing team. In 2023, these two really went after each other this year. They kind of bullied over, kind of carried over from last year, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. So I don't think this rivalry is over. And given the fact that what has happened over the last month, I mean, yes, we all need to take a step back on Ty Gibbs, but on a racetrack. When he's on a racetrack, definitely he has been kind of, replaced Kyle Busch yet. Kyle Busch is still in the series, in the Cup Series, but he's definitely getting up there as a villain in the series there. But Ty, you got to give Ty Gibbs a lot of credit there for winning this the championship there over Noah Gregson. Gregson was a couple laps too late there in that championship. Justin Allgaier falls yet again short for Junior Motorsports, and Josh Berry, he had a rough go at it. Josh Berry finishing in the fourth spot there as well. So kind of the updates on that one as well. Ty Gibbs, the 2022 Xfinity Series champion there on that front. This is the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, checking in with you guys for a little bit. Here on the podcast here, I'm recording this on Thursday, December 8th, 2022, prior to me going here for my final day of the work week here. My weekend is going to start a day earlier here, as I'm going to be traveling to Texas here tomorrow morning at this very time. Tomorrow, so I'll be on the road doing that. I hope to get this uploaded. There's that word again. Let's get this out on Saturday, and maybe throwing another bonus on Sunday as well. We'll see how the day goes, and maybe I can squeeze in another recording of this podcast. Joey Logano was his second championship, a man possessed for Penske Racing there over Ross Chastain. The story of 2022, this going all the way back to really last month. I haven't done a reaction since then. Joey Logano, second championship in his Cup career, and now, and of course, he has had multiple chances before that to get it, and he hasn't done it. And obviously, you go back to when he and Mark Trish Jr. Duking it out. Was that 2018 or 2017? One of those 2 years. I think it was 2017. There when Logano denied Trish, but that's a whole other discussion. You probably heard me say that a lot. Either this year or even last year on this show, but Logano definitely he was on a mission, just like I am this weekend. He was on a mission He has mindset. He has mindset on right, and he got it done. You gotta give the dude credit as much from a fan perspective. Make fun of him as a fan, but as a Cup Series driver now, you gotta put him in a discussion there as definitely in that. I don't like to do this early, but Logano's got a lot of years ahead of him, Lord willing, of him driving that 22. But you got to put him in that discussion now. If he gets a third somewhere, either next year or, well, next, who knows? Because next year is going to be, I definitely agree with, I don't know who I caught saying this. I think it was Jeff Gluck and Jordan Miyagi. They were talking about, I was getting caught up on the teardown latest episodes or final episodes of the year. And they're saying, you know, next year it's going to be a scrap. And I really believe that. Next year, but also I think that next year as well, you know, this new car, this new generational car now that's been out for a year now, we've seen it take away disadvantages from other teams and sort of even out the playing field for the other teams. We saw a lot of different winners this year, and you know, the flip side of it, we could see what we see this year, or on the flip side, I could see the bigger teams trying to get more of a handle on this new car and really get themselves going for next year. We saw a couple of big names not win races this year, like a Martin Truex Jr. or Ryan Blaney this year. Ryan Blaney, I think, had a top five finishing average this year, something like that, from what I think Jordan Miyagi was saying. So that was stunning there as well. And Ryan Blaney did not win a race. Mark Truex Jr. did not win a race as well. And you could see the same thing. You could see the same result next year. A couple of big names not win races. Allmendinger going to be full-time next year as well. So, you know, he's going to be up in the mix. Battling out, especially on the road courses. So you just don't know what's going to happen there. And Ross Chastain, Trackhouse. I did not see this coming from this group. And particularly, really, Ross Chastain. I didn't think he would. I mean, I probably thought he would at least win one race, but not at the rate he won races this year. Daniel Suarez, I didn't think he would get the victory lane out. I'm being honest on this podcast this year. They overachieved my expectations this year as well. Chastain finishing second in the points, the Cinderella story for 2022 comes to a closing book ending there as well. Christopher Bell, what a ride in the postseason, finishing 10th, and really, boy, he really did a Kevin Harvick 3.0, won a couple of races there when he was nowhere out of the, we seemed to be out of the playoff picture to transfer. He wins two clutch races on the back end to transfer in. He transferred into the round of eight, and then via the Roval, and then he transferred in again with a thrilling Martinsville finish there, where Ross Chastain did a NASCAR 2003 move on everybody to put him in the championship as well. We've seen it all this year. New winners this year, Eric Jones. We shouldn't really say him a new winner because we've seen him win at spots throughout his Cup career for Petty GMS at Darlington to kick off the playoffs. Chris Buescher, Upset City at Bristol. And let's not forget about the other championship contender here. Finished all the way down in 28th. That's Chase Elliott down there. He only finished down there because he and Chastain made contact in the middle of this race and caused Chase Elliott to, I don't think he had anything. Well, I think he had maybe a top 10 car, but not a race-winning car, not a championship-winning car. I just did not see that. Unfortunately for him, that took him out of it as well. That is the 2022 regular season champion, Chase Elliott. Does not get another championship in 2022. There, he'll have to wait till 23. And, yeah, it's a toss-up, man. It's definitely going to be a toss-up. I mean, I could definitely see both sides playing out there. We could see, is that pattern going to continue in the next year? I can highly see that, but I can also see the possibility of the bigger teams. You have 1 year under the belt that, you know, you've seen his car in action. Now what are you going to do with it? And you have an entire offseason to kind of, you know, see what you can do with it other than last year where everything was kind of, you know, limited to this new car as well. But, yeah, you got to get Penske. Penske was absolutely strong in this race. A lot more on Penske coming up in the future of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. 1-2 finish in the last race of the year in Phoenix. Logano first. Let's see. He led Joey Logano. Between he and Ryan Blaney, damn, they led over 200 laps in this race. I got to probably say, quick math, maybe 80% of this race, given the fact that Logano led 187 laps, Blaney 109 laps in this race. The others were it all. Let's see, Chase Briscoe, who he led 11 laps there in this race, and then others include Martin Truex Jr. No, that's Cole Custer behind him. He finished 16th in this last race at Stewart Haas. Again, if I made this announcement on the last episode, Ryan Preece takes over that ride full time in 2023 there. That was interesting there as well. But, of course, he's been part of that program for over a year now. He was a developmental driver for that team as well. So he gets the nod up, and he's been in the Cup Series before, but with a lesser team. JTG Doherty racing there, as well as I come up with a last-minute three-point shot in there as well. As well there. So, yeah. So that's kind of that in a nutshell there. 2022 was unpredictable. If I had one word to put it, unpredictable is the right word on that. Joey Logano, your 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion, now a two-time champion now, and heading in to 23. You know, yeah, Austin Cindric, your Daytona 500 champion this year, he finished one spot out to the top 10 there in the 11th spot there. So Penske had a big day all the way around, but yeah, prior to that, very, very sad start to that Sunday there with the passing of Coy Gibson. Yes, we have I want to put that reminder out there. Let's keep them in your thoughts and prayers throughout the holiday season as well. They try to get back, continue to try to get back on their feet here, moving one day at a time. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are on Spotify, we're on that, Apple Podcasts, Google, and all your favorite podcasting platforms as well. So, putting a wrap to this edition of the show, I told you it's not going to be too terribly long on this show. And once I get going, I could talk for a while, so, but it's not going to be your hour edition, but stay tuned though, but keep it locked here. If you're new to this podcast, you just listening to the first time, thank you, and welcome on board to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You can listen to past episodes on the archives of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, wherever you get your podcast there. I know I didn't. There are still some interviews from the top half of the year that you can listen to as well. Hopefully, next year might be slightly different. We'll see what happens there with all that, because I got a lot going on my other podcast, the Purple Project podcast there as well. But again, stay tuned, because me and my returning special guest will finally record on Monday night there, and that won't probably be out until maybe next Wednesday. And then, of course, my last episode of way too far, EG3. The last episode of 2022, I'll probably record that next weekend there and have that at some point before Christmas there as well. So that's how that's going to work right there as well. But I'm going to put a wrap on another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Thank you again for checking in with us, downloading, and make sure you subscribe. Seriously, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We will definitely pick things back up in the new calendar year. But that's going to do it on another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. Again, congratulations to all the champions here in 2022. Zane Smith in the Craftsman Truck Series now. Ty Gibbs in the Xfinity Series. And Joey Logano, two-time Cup Series champion.
Podcast, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.